Hello, I'm Ryan.
And I'm Kyle.
And this is Experience Grind's bonus round, where we give you that Experience Grind discussion you love or hate in 10 minutes or less. And today we are joined by Bruce. My father.
Oh. Well, I was
now what's your name? Now what's your
Bruce?
Name?
Timmy.
He was so fun we had to get him back immediately.
We went to South Park. Yeah.
Well, you know, the old Navy days left me with a hook hand, so you know.
So our topic for tonight is the Navy.
What is this twist off? What are you talking about?
Because he has a hook hand. He can't do a twist off.
Oh, God damn it. It's an audio.
And whatever you do, don't pick your nose, man.
Exactly. It's audio. So the audience can't see your father's horrendous hook hand that the Navy cursed him with.
But the airbrushing's nice.
But you can see it on the episode of Oh Brother, Where Art Thou on YouTube. Find it. There's totally a pirate hook.
So, Bruce, yeah. Me and our sound engineer, we also have spent a fair amount of time at sea, but you were actually in the Navy.
I was,
yeah. So I would like to hear the best story you have from your Navy days, like whatever.
The best, it could go many places.
I'm curious to where
because,
it is going to go, sir.
I served 884, so I was Cold War. Ronald Reagan, we had communists. It is
the Red Scare.
Yeah, different mentality. Mm-hmm. We all played games in the water. But most music time, it could either go with crossing the equator, at which point you're a polywog.
Yeah.
In the Navy. When you cross the equator, Neptune's lair is opened. You become a shellback.
Okay.
So you go through, like, initiations. What you know, people nowadays would call hazing.
Hazing, yeah.
But, you know, it's all part of the rite of passage.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, so you did silly things like, you know, they'd throw eggs at you and shit. And it was all good. It was fun. But, you know, you just played the game. And, of course, the Blue Nose we did, that would be going into the Arctic Circle.
Did you go to the Arctic Circle?
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And, you know, we crossed the line, did that. It's we were in the fjords.
Okay.
Off Norway.
Yeah.
Or in Norway.
Yeah.
We were playing war games. And, you know, we hit the right time of year. And, you know, you'd come out on deck at night. And, you know, the northern lights were going.
Man.
Awesome time.
Yeah.
Saw awesome things. Visited awesome country. Met awesome people. Funniest time ever, though, would have to go to Naples, Italy.
Okay.
Because Naples, Italy, if you don't know, transvestite capital of the world.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I always thought this was...
like Thailand.
Yeah, Thailand.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, and some of them look pretty, you didn't know, man. So, you know, you had to grope the onion, make sure what you were buying was real, you know?
And it comes back. It comes back.
It makes sense now. It makes sense now.
Let's just grope the onion into every episode of Experience Grind from here on out.
No, you don't grope it. The term is, how's the onion, babe? You know, yeah, you know, it feels like an udder. You're not buying it a drink.
So did you ever get fooled?
No.
No? You never were?
As the Who once said, he would not get fooled again.
Oh, I hear you, man. But, you know, I guess off. I mean, nobody important listens to this, right?
I mean, probably not.
Because, you know, we had a drug dog on the ship, and, you know, it was, you know, 80s.
Where is this going?
I'm curious.
With Portland. Why did you bring that up?
No.
Why did you say?
He's in Naples, Italy.
You asked if anybody from Portland is listening.
No, he said anybody important.
Important. Thank you.
Oh, important.
Yes.
I heard Portland.
Because,
sorry.
You know. Because
okay. He's about to tell a great story.
Continue.
It is. Okay. And
Obama listens,
you know,
regularly.
A lot. Well, fuck Obama.
Okay. But, come on.
I'm sorry.
That's my fault.
You fucking did this.
I'm sorry.
Please, Bruce, continue.
Anyway, you know, so, you know, we're all smoking dope on the ship. Sal's in the print shop, and, you know, I was just above the waterline, which means, you know, my part of the boat was above sea level. And had ventilations that blew into the... No, ventilations blew into the compartment,
okay,
right?
Yeah.
Compartment sealed. But I had overboard discharge. In case of flooding, they pumped the water out of the ship. But if you don't screw it, anything you were doing in there would go out the boat and gone. So we smoked bunches of hashish down the old print shop in the Navy.
And that sounds like a badass time.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, they started to curve down in 83, you know, not on my ship, not my watch. They cleaned the Navy up because you don't want a bunch of dopers on a boat, you know.
Especially not with the commies, you know, coming after you.
Exactly. But, you know, they had a little dope sniffing dog, and, you know, poor little sucker. And we're all dog people. And, you know, it's sad. But, you know, he slipped and went down the elevator shaft, you know, four decks.
Holy shit.
Landed on steel.
I think this is a bad story.
Wait,
what?
Huh? So the dog fell down the elevator shaft.
Right. He didn't walk away. No. But nobody got busted, so there's a happy ending.
I can't condone this. Oh, my God.
All right.
Why don't you go with the Bermuda Triangle story or something lighthearted?
Oh, fucking, you want to talk about
this? Let's kill a dog in this story.
I had nothing to do with the dude.
Oh, yeah, slipped. You said it slipped.
Yeah, it slipped.
It's an accident, dog.
Oh, my God.
Decks are steel and steel.
Also,
slippery.
I like how you use dog.
You know it. You got it.
You know. But
tell me about the Bermuda Triangle.
You go in the Bermuda Triangle, right? And it goes from where? Bermuda to
Bermuda,
the Bahamas.
Florida and...
Yeah, Florida.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's that triangle, and it's very real. I mean, you know, the ship courses on two compasses. They use a magnetic compass, and they use a gyro compass. Gyro compass is correct.
Yeah.
Magnetic compass goes off the poles.
That's so fucking weird.
But it does. So when you go in the Bermuda Triangle, and if you're watching magnetic compass, it will jump from 10 to 15 degrees off.
Damn.
Gyro compass will stay true, but the magnetic compass will jump off.
That's crazy.
It is. And we were out there one night, and, you know, waters were calm like you were on a little lake. And you're in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. It's just freaky. But we had this new guy on the boat. You know, and you always fuck with the new guy.
Of course you do. You got to fuck with the new guy.
So he was on what they call aft lookout. He was on the back of the boat, pair of binoculars, sound-powered phone, all that neat shit. He'd call him what he saw. So we had shackles, the metal couplings, right? And we put some glow sticks on them, and we slung them off the side. And he'd be out there looking, and we'd pull it up, and we'd pull a line up, and it'd start to surface. He started freaking. And then we let it go back down. And then we did. The boy had a rough night.
Oh, my God. And you guys are just fucking laughing at him this whole time.
What else is there to do in the middle
exactly.
of the ocean?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, no?
I know. There's nothing to do out there. It's fucking terrible. Maybe we can get a little blue with this. Any interesting women that you met on your travels?
I'm married, dude.
at that time, you were with my mom. You were writing letters back and forth, like you guys had already.
I met your mom in '83.
Okay.
All right, but before that, there was Susie from Sweden.
Yeah.
And it, four times one night, she broke my balls, and then
wow,
I was hurt, but I went back out the next night because you got to do it.
You got to do it.
You got to do
and
it.
And you're a young man. You can't do it at that point.
You know, England was a good time. Had a good time in England. Yeah. Egypt. We were Alexander, Egypt, going through the Suez Canal.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, piss on the side of the road. They had open sewage.
Oh,
just
yeah.
The nastiest place you'd ever want to be.
Korea's got that shit, too, man.
Yeah.
Certain places. Yeah.
Yeah. It's terrible. You're sitting on a fucking cafe on the sidewalk, and you're smelling all the shit rolling down right next
right.
to you. It's
exactly. Exactly. You're squatting and all that. Nasty.
So what, when you got out of the Navy, what was your highest rank? What did you get up to?
E4.
E4? Okay.
Yep.
Did it facilitate your career afterwards? Did you use anything you learned from
I was a printer before I went in the Navy. Went to school for printing.
Okay.
In the Navy. Was a printer in the Navy.
So what,
came
what,
out and was a press operator in life.
What do you print out in the middle of the ocean?
You print ship's orders.
Okay.
They got daily orders.
Okay.
Plus, you know, before the ship ever leaves, you print op orders. Cold War, big shit. You had task force movement.
What, so was it any of that shit like classified or anything like that?
Top secret.
Top
secret.
Okay.
Shit. Yeah.
So you're in charge of all that, though.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Not bad for a doper from Jersey.
Hey, man, you made it. All right. Well, all right. Thank you, Bruce. This has been the bonus round.
And,
Man, I've enjoyed it.
All right. Well,
I'm happy to come back anytime you don't want to talk about anything serious.
Yeah, that's all we do. The show is nothing serious. So we'd love to have you back, man. Ryan, again, thanks for inviting your dad on, man. I can't wait to talk to you again, Bruce.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Thank you, Ryan.